My guest at this time is James O'Keefe. He's the founder and president of Project Veritas. You know him and the group for their undercover work exposing the activities of Planned Parenthood, Acorn, NPR, and how easy it is to commit voter fraud, among other projects. Their new video depicts just how easy it is to cross our southern border from Mexico into the United States. Here's a clip.
I'm James O'Keefe. I'm standing in Mexico, Guadalupe, Mexico, across from Hudspeth County, West Texas. I'm about to cross a 15, maybe 20-foot wide river and cross into the United States just like many illegal immigrants do. And we'll see how this goes. It's not too challenging. And I'm in the United States. Hudspeth County. I don't see a single federal officer anywhere. No walls, no guns, no people.
James joins us now. James, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks.
Greg, thank you for having me back.
Early on in the video, you have clips from Senator Reid saying the border is secure, the president saying the fence is practically done, former Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano saying the border's never been more secure. So obviously you were challenging that conventional wisdom. Overall, what message are you trying to convey here?
I think the message is that border security is national security and that the American people don't really understand just how bad it really is, and that the political representatives are lying to them. The president's lying, Senator Reid is lying, members of Congress are lying and misleading people. And if a person who's dressed up as a terrorist can walk across the border in broad daylight with no federal border patrol agents to be found, I think that is I think the president is violating his oath and in office and protecting our country. So I think it's not just about Mexican influx of illegal immigrants, it's also about national security.
How'd you pick Hudspeth County, Texas?
We did some reporting and found a source there, Sheriff Arvin West, who was kind of like our guide. And at that point in Texas, the Rio Grande is about 78 miles long, and there's actually stretches of fence that are along the border, but the fence is only a few miles long. So there's actually about 10 miles of fence, but bizarrely, it goes on for about 2 or 3 miles and then just stops. So I figured it was a great area to kind of show the absurdity. They also have these iron bridges that you can just walk across, and the Rio Grande is narrow enough that you really don't have to swim across. You kind of wade across this 20-foot-wide, milk chocolate-covered river, and it's just a great way to demonstrate how loose the border is.
James, let me ask you a question you get in response to every one of these investigations. Is this an isolated incident, or is this pretty much the story across our southern border?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing the lengths that my adversaries will go to undermine and discredit me and what we expose at Project Veritas. But I don't think that people are necessarily surprised by the notion that people can cross the border. But I think it's important, and this is the mission of what we do, it's important to show people in the most outrageous way that this is the way it is. I mean, yes, we know people cross the border and it's open, but I think that showing people that we can cross, and when I crossed that border from Mexico into the United States while wearing camouflage, there wasn't a single Border Patrol agent for miles. I mean, it wasn't like I was trying to sneak across. There was nobody even close. The closest Border Patrol station was on I-10, which was 7 miles away. And you could do this. I crossed 5 times. So the only people that were actually there was the local sheriff, who was our guide. But like I said, it's people cross there all the time.
And you mentioned the 7 miles between the border and the I-10 interstate there, and you explained in the video how that is pretty much a highway to anywhere in the country if folks can get across at that point. One of the things that has come up, and I just saw you mentioning this on social media in the wake of the publicity of this video, is whether or not you've broken the law. Remember, Sean Hannity was down on the border one of the last times there was this debate, and he kind of stepped over a fence and then back in, and people thought there might be some legal ramifications there. What's the story on whether or not you're going to be in any trouble there?
What laws are people referring to? What law has been enforced on our border? There is no law. And the Border Patrol issued a statement to the UK Daily Mail, which covered the story, and they said, look, we can't be anywhere. We can't be everywhere enforcing all these laws. This comes on the heels of another undercover video where a U.S. Border Patrol agent said at the I-10 checkpoint, look, it doesn't really matter if you're an American citizen anymore. So there's a lawlessness and the sense of people have just given up. And that's one thing. But the fact that our president and our Congress is telling us that the border is secure, it's just so unbelievable. That I just want people to, I want a reaction from the White House. I want statements from our elected representatives where they're honest with their constituents about the nature of reality down there.
You mentioned your guide for this video was the Hudspeth County, Texas Sheriff Arvin West, and his answer was to put more border patrol agents on the border. He says we have enough on the payroll, they just need to be on the border. We know a lot of them right now are taking care of this massive influx along the border, but normally, what are they tasked with doing besides watching our border?
The local Hudspeth County Sheriff is tasked with protecting the county. They're not really responsible for securing the border, but what interested me about what he said was that he said we could secure this border with about 75 guys. He currently has 12 deputy sheriffs in Hudspeth County. It's a 78-mile stretch. So with just 78 men, now remember, Congress is thinking about allocating $3 billion. With just 78 deputies, that's far, far less than $3 billion. He could secure an entire stretch of that border. So he's giving a practical solution. Of course, given the way our government works and the way this country works, they'll never look for that practical solution because they don't want to actually secure the border. But I thought that was very revealing when he said exactly what he needed to secure that stretch. But they can't do their job because the federal border, they say in the video, the Federal Border Patrol is not on the border. They're inland. They're elsewhere. They're not actually protecting the border.
You also talked about the fence and how there are small stretches of fence, and all you had to do is walk a couple miles and you're around the end of it, and then it's just a couple strands of barbed wire and so forth. Overall, the president mentioned that the fence is basically done, in his words. What did the sheriff have to say about not only the state of the fence in his county, but across the southern border? What percentage of it is actually done?
The sheriff intimated the fence is a joke. I mean, they don't think there's a fence. I mean, the fence is, if you watch the video, there are these 20-foot-high iron pillars that are attached to a concrete base, and that goes on for about 3 miles and then just abruptly stops. And you can walk around it, you can go, you know, it's not even barbed wire, it's like a little stick with a wire coming off of it that you just push aside and you walk through it. And his point is, look, there's no fence. And I asked, does the president know that these iron bridges actually cross the river, that people can just walk across? And there's actually evidence of campfires and Powerade bottles, and there's evidence that people had camped and hiked over these bridges. And no one, I don't think in the country, knows that these things exist. So I asked, does the president know they exist? And Sheriff Arvin West said, the question is not whether President Obama knows whether this exists. The question is whether or not he actually cares. And I don't, and the reason why I do what I do is I try to get people to open their eyes and care about things they otherwise wouldn't know about. So my hope is that people are outraged. And I can tell you, Greg, that I've done a lot of stories, and a lot of the stories have gotten a lot of results. But this story is so viral. I mean, on Facebook, we have 100,000 shares. That's not views, that's shares. I mean, we have, top of Drudge Report. People are really incensed by what they're seeing. And to say one last thing about that, Arvin West told me that no reporter has gone down there and actually filmed that stretch of the border. There was one guy 6 years ago who took some images. He never used them. So I think that people are finally seeing, for maybe the first time, what the Rio Grande is like down there.
James, last question. Obviously, a fierce debate going on about immigration right now. The president threatening to use executive action to address the crisis as he sees it. So talk about the timing of this video and how you might hope to influence that specific debate.
Well, we never advocate policy solutions and outcomes because we at Project Veritas believe in the power of information and the power of free people to make their own decisions. I actually think a video like this tends to bring people together. It does not divide them. There's no argument or debate about whether it's wrong or right to have terrorists cross the border. Even people on the left would argue that it's wrong to have terrorists sneak across our borders. So our videos do tend to unite people as long as they actually talk about what's in the video and not attack our character. But I think what our goal is we want a reaction from the White House. We want statements from our Border Patrol and from the people you mentioned, you know, Secretary of Homeland Security, Chair of the Homeland Security Committee, President Obama wants to issue an executive action on immigration. But if he does so, you know, what is his response to what we've shown? How is he addressing the issue of terrorists sneaking across the border? How are his solutions going to prevent what I just did from hanging? Maybe, Greg, I go and do it again. Maybe after his solution, I go across, pose as ISIS, or I have Ebola, and I cross again, and we'll we'll see what happens then.
Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
James O'Keefe is the president and founder of Project Veritas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.